With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A driver has been seriously hurt following a crash in LaSalle overnight. Police say the driver did not obey a stop sign on Bouffard Road at Malden Road around 1 a.m., hit a parked car, and drove into someone's attached garage. The 48-year-old man is hospitalized with serious injuries. Police say he is now facing an impaired driving charge. No one in the home was hurt. The Windsor-Essex County Health Unit says just over half of the students suspended from school this week for incomplete vaccine records have returned to class. As of this morning, there were still 892 kindergarten through grade 8 students without complete records. The health unit is still offering daily catch-up clinics. If you get your missing shot from a doctor, have them fax the record to the health unit. Contract talks are set to resume Wednesday between Unifor and the parent company of Windsor Salt. About 250 employees walked off the job February 17th. Unifor has blamed Stone Canyon for refusing to negotiate a contract until the union agreed to let the company outsource work. The workers are represented by Locals 1959 and 240. Ahead of Thursday's budget tabling, the Ontario government is planning a tax credit for manufacturers. The Ford government will introduce a bill calling for a 10% Ontario-made manufacturing investment tax credit. The credit, if passed, would result in $780 million over the next 3 years supporting Ontario businesses. A reminder that the city of Windsor is doing another round of tree branch pickups from last month's ice storm. If you have branches at least 3 inches in diameter, you must call or access 311 for an appointment no later than 4 p.m. Monday. The pickup will begin Tuesday and take about 7 to 10 days to complete. In sports, the Spitfires take on Guelph Wednesday night at the WFCU Center. Junior playoffs continue with LaSalle hoping to avoid a sweep by Leamington in Junior B. In Junior C, Essex heads to Moortown and Lakeshore visits Wheatley for a pair of Game 2s. On the court, the Express are in Newfoundland on Wednesday night. In the NBA, the Raptors welcome the Pacers. The Tigers host Atlanta in spring training while the Blue Jays entertain the Orioles. Wednesday afternoon's weather, mostly cloudy, breezy, and 11 with fog patches. Rain likely Wednesday night, breezy and 7. Showers Thursday and a high of 11 falling to 6. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.